So investing in quality pieces, even if it's just a few, you don't have to have a full wardrobe to have a sustainable wardrobe. You just have to have really quality pieces. So you have to declutter. You have to start there, because you can't build a sustainable wardrobe with old raggedy clothes in your closet or clothes that you don't wear. You really do want to remove those items that you no longer wear, and they probably don't even align with your personal style anymore. So donate those pieces. You can even sell them. There's so many platforms right now that you can sell your used pieces on. Now, keep in mind, they're not going to take your fast fashion pieces, because those pieces are made to fall apart. Fast fashion really is disposable clothing. So you want to realize that, even though, and I'm debunking a lot of information that's out there, especially one of the main things that I hear in the industry and outside of the fashion industry, is that sustainable clothing costs more. The truth is, sustainable clothing will cost you less in the long run for a number of reasons. First of all, they're going to last you far longer than any fast fashion piece would. And when you get tired of it, if you take care of your clothes, you can always resell pieces that are made of quality material. So keep that in mind as well, and you'll get more wear out of it than you will a fast fashion piece. So it's really important to, number two, after decluttering your closet, and again, I shared those five steps in a previous episode, and I'll leave that link below. But the second step after decluttering is to invest in quality pieces. There's just no way around it. You want to choose high quality items made from durable, sustainable material. And I've said this many times before, and I'll say it again, but that's organic cotton, linen with hemp, and recycled fabric. As a designer myself, I use a lot of upcycled, I call it rescued fabric, from other designers who overpurchased and mass produce quality pieces but had extra fabric left over. And I buy that fabric so it doesn't end up in the landfills. So my suggestion to you is to look for brands like Shift in Season that prioritize ethical and sustainable manufacturing practices. That's really important. I remember, even growing up as a child, my mother would really stress, because of our lack of financial stability, we would have to really take care of what we owned. And she would always say to me, "Cynthia, you have to really take care of the clothes that you're wearing, because they're going to be handed down to your sister." My sister is 5 years younger than I am. So she would get a lot of the clothes that I wore. Now, it couldn't have been the other way around, because my sister was a tomboy, and whenever she got her hands on something, it didn't last very long, but it worked out just fine. So step three is to choose timeless and versatile pieces, and not trendy pieces or fad styles that oftentimes fast fashion will produce. Mass produce, that is. You want to opt for classic and versatile pieces that you can mix and match. And that's really important, because you want to get mileage out of the pieces that you invest in. You want them to be in constant rotation in your closet. You want to love them so much that you want to wear them all the time and create a variety of looks and outfits with them. So timeless, versatile pieces is what you want to look for. And it really does help reduce the need for constantly buying new clothes, and it helps minimize waste, which is something else that is important not only to you personally but also to the environment. When you do buy, it's okay to buy secondhand. When I grew up, you know, thrift shopping wasn't as popular as it is now, so buying secondhand or vintage is really key. It's popular. And so a lot of times the trends in society is based on what is popular, what people are doing and thinking is cool. And vintage is really cool. And you could even shop your grandmother's closet for pieces that she owns. And if they made them decades ago, believe me, they're still in good condition. So consider shopping at thrift stores, consignment stores. There's a lot of online platforms, as I mentioned earlier, that you can not only sell your secondhand clothing, but you can purchase really quality secondhand clothing as well. And you can find unique, high quality items, you know, and you're giving them a second life, reducing the demand for, you know, new production and an overproduction and mass production. Step number five, this is a really cool tip because I feel like if you support sustainable brands, just really do the research and support fashion brands that prioritize sustainability. They also will sometimes indicate that they do fair trade and they offer ethical production. And what does that mean? Well, for me, as a designer of Shift in Season, it means that I go out of my way to find durable quality fabrics. And when I'm working with vendors who produce my clothing line, we do small batches. And they tell me what it is that they need in order to produce and feed themselves and their family. So it's fair labor practices. And I only work with companies and vendors that are ethical in terms of the way they produce. I know that they're paying their employees and treating them fairly. And many sustainable brands today, especially the larger ones, which will cost a little bit more, they do have sustainable certifications, and there are many of those out there as well. Number six is to mend and repair your clothes, really to take care of your clothes instead of throwing out clothing because it has a minor damage, could be missing a button, could be a small hole. Be friends with a tailor, and if you know how to sew a little bit, you fix those things yourself. Just learning some basic sewing skills will help you, or you can always take it to a tailor for repair. You know, one of the things that I did years ago when I wanted to take singing lessons and I bartered with my singing coach, I was able to repair quite a few of the clothes that she owned in exchange. So there's always a way to extend the life of the clothing that you own and reduce waste and just really save resources. So take care of your clothes. That is number seven. When you own something and you love it, you want to take care of it and follow the proper care instructions, read the label to maintain the quality and the longevity of that piece of clothing, and wash it only when it's necessary. Use eco-friendly detergents because that won't break down the fibers and reduce the life span of that garment. And I don't know about you, but growing up in my mother's house, she had a clothesline in the backyard and we used to air dry whenever it was possible. And I suggest that you do that, hang dry or air dry all of your clothing. Avoid dry cleaning whenever possible because of the chemicals that will break down the fibers. And you, again, you just want your clothes to last as long as they possibly can. The tip number eight is to embrace minimalism. Now, I've said it before, and I guess I'm saying it again, that it doesn't matter if you have 10 good pieces or 100 pieces or more. You want to adapt this minimalistic mindset when it comes to your wardrobe. Focus on quality over quantity any day of the week and resist the urge to constantly buy new clothes. You know, by curating a smaller, well-loved collection, you'll reduce the waste that is so associated with the fashion industry, and it makes getting dressed a whole lot easier. So you definitely want to do that because it'll save you a lot of time. Step number nine is swap and borrow. This is something that's trending right now. They call them swap parties sometimes, and this is when you and your friends or family members pull things from your closet that you're no longer wearing, accessories and items that you just, you know, you've kind of outgrown, or maybe your style has changed, but these pieces are still in good shape. You just have a swap party and exchange shoes, accessories, handbags, and clothing with your friends and family members, you know, and exchange these items so that that extends the life of that garment. And, you know, they'll appreciate it because you're no longer wearing it. It's just been hanging in your closet. Someone else may really appreciate it. And those are fun events. You can also borrow clothes for special occasions instead of buying a new outfit. So think about that when you're going to a wedding, or if you're going out on a date and you really just want to wear something that fits you well, that looks good on you, but maybe you can just borrow it from a friend or family member to prevent yourself from buying something that you're only going to wear perhaps one time. Step number 10, this is the last step, is to recycle or upcycle. You're going to, as you may be curious about sustainability and sustainable fashion, you're going to start hearing terms like recycle, upcycle, repurpose, circular fashion, and there's so many more terms associated with the industry. And it's really just when clothing items are beyond repair, you know, and they are no longer wearable. Again, if you have a friend that's a designer or you know how to sew, you can look for ways to do it yourself, or have someone take a dress, say for instance, that you love wearing, but it's falling apart on the sleeve. You can cut that off or have someone cut it off and restyle it for you and create a new garment, perhaps a skirt that you will continue to be able to wear. So those are ways of thinking about how you can prolong the life of a garment. But you can also just look for recycling programs that accept, you know, old textiles that they use to create a new garment. And as many brands, more and more brands, I should say, are starting to have these take back programs where you can return an old item that you purchased from them and get a reduced or discount price for something new that you buy from them. So there are all kinds of creative ways to restyle, repurpose old garments into a new item or accessory. Just remember, building your sustainable wardrobe, it's an ongoing process, but you will start to see the transformation in your closet, and you will become more personally connected to those pieces that you own. But remember, aim to make small but meaningful changes over time. Don't think you have to do this overnight, and be mindful of your consumption habits and the impact that they have on the environment, because ultimately it affects us all. And as a fashion designer, a fashion advisor and consultant, and a fashion podcaster, I really advocate for us to, as individuals, to really take the responsibility to do what we can. We're just one individual, but together, collectively, we can begin to see a change in the industry that is so wasteful. But I hope these steps help you. I hope you can share with me in my private Facebook group which one of the steps you've implemented and you've decided that you really do want to start taking in your effort to reduce spending and build your sustainable wardrobe. And keep in mind that you have to seek out sustainable fashion brands. Sometimes they're called slow fashion brands, and just choose wisely. But remember, quality over quantity every day of the week, and you'll be better off. You'll love your closet, and it will give you what you need. And what you want is a closet that's organized and that you love pulling from. So keep in mind these steps and share with me once again how you implemented them into your daily life. And until next episode, share with a friend what you've learned and continue on your journey to build a sustainable wardrobe. Okay? Until next time, bye-bye. Thank you for joining me here today at Start Living Sustainable. Please take a moment and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That really lights me up. If you were encouraged or blessed in any way, show your love and share the episode link with someone that you know that may benefit. Thank you so much, and until next time, God bless you, sis.